Josef Straka is an heir to the rich tradition of the poet as a wanderer through the city. In Paris, they have the flaneur, but in Prague, it's the chodec, the walker, who captures the poetry of the everyday and the ordinary. Josef's poetic journeys have taken him far beyond the edges of the city and even this country itself, as we find out in his conversation with David Vaughan for this week's edition of Czech Books.
Besides his work as a poet, Josef Straka is a driving force behind much of Prague's literary life. It's hard to keep count of the hundreds of readings, discussions and literary happenings that he's organised in recent years, many in cooperation with Prague City Library. He has contributed to many of these events himself, both with his own poetry and promoting the work of poets he loves. He told me that it all started in Smíchov, a district in the southwest of Prague.
10 years ago, it started to organize some evenings at the municipal library at Smíchov. It started one event a month, and it's maybe more than 100 actions per year at the municipal library of Prague and House of Reading.
And that really is a sign of how this is a very literary city. The thought of 100 literary evenings a year with people turning up.
It's evolving process that I started collaborated with Municipal Library of Prague. I started collaborated with Await Floating Gallery in 2012.
And that's an amazing gallery that's actually a boat on the River Vltava, isn't it? On the Náplavka embankment. And it's probably something that's quite hard for non-Czechs to understand, how important the language of poetry is in a country where the language is only spoken by 10 million people. Poetry is important, isn't it? Because if it's not going to be cultivated here, it's not going to be cultivated anywhere else.
3 weeks ago, I read with one Danish poet, Knud Steffen Nielsen, and Danish language is spoken by 5 million people. And I think that will be very good and necessary to support the minority languages. For example, my last guest on Poetry Festival was an Icelandic poet, Gerdu Kristný. Only 300,000 people spoke Icelandic.
I was there at an event where the Icelandic poet was reading, and it was just wonderful simply hearing the poetry in Icelandic. The sound of the poetry in Icelandic was absolutely mind-blowing.
I think that at festivals and just readings, I think there's one way to do for this languages and for this concrete literature.
And having spoken about promoting the Czech language and Czech poetry, you're now going to read one of your Czech poems in English translation, paradoxically. Tell me about this poem and the translation.
This is my poem Unavené město, The Weary City, from the last published book, The Small Exiles, translated by David Vichnar. It's about some maybe situation as 5 or 7 years ago, about some of the social problems of this society, maybe now.
And it's called Weary City.
Weary City. To submerge, for the while and noiselessly, the already extended coherence, to refuse them, afterward with a certain amount of nobility, to never want. Dreams tempered with, is some zone of despot, into gradually permitting ghettos, in possession of their unlogic, of a possible sanctification, to catch a fleeting spleen, the faces of others, always smiling only a few minutes after the fact, to keep erring, someone always wanting to straighten our values and set our order for us, giggling throughout. The way we have grown accustomed to, somewhere, somehow accustomed to, it know that it is the way, it is a peace and quiet we want most of all. Trams from the Krymska station dry off again. People have already greeted the midnight. But still, it's as if they wanted nowhere to go, that other cities already asleep in its stressful mood. Behind the house and apartment flats, an occasional cry breaks out. A nut, keeping silent.
You're continuing in a great tradition of Prague poetry, of the poetry of the walker through Prague. Tell me about your inspirations.
In Krymská Street lived Jiří Kolář. I like him very much.
He was a poet and an artist.
An artist and influencer of many ways.
Is that why you mention the street in the poem?
And it's going from factory and to a pub and just for one beer and walk around the city and just to everyday life. I like his poetry because it's no metaphoric, no poetic symbols and attractiveness. It's only the watcher.
You're a poet who isn't in exile, but you seem to feel yourself to be a stranger.
After the Velvet Revolution, after 2, 3, 4, 5 years, in many ways, in not so my country, I am living in some exile. I like that the situation is after Velvet Revolution. But my ideas, my utopias, it's a little bit harder.
And we're now going to hear a poem called Strange Exiles. And again, this is in a translation by David Vichnar. Strange Exiles. Catching oneself again, belonging nowhere. The tram out in the industrial wastelands slowly admits darkness and rawness, and footnote comments appear more distant in the pathetic awkwardness of someone's demonstrations. We're all criminals, or at least some of us, trespassing, peculiar looks aside, disagreement hanging upon lips. Alighting at the Kablo station, with farina of snow assailing the nape, waiting for another connection, and then one more. The next bus finally arrives. Circling around the peripheries of Lidl's and Kauflands, weary, ah, weary. Darkness behind their eyes cemeteries. Descent alongside huge buildings of embezzlement, down the tunnels of disappearing quarters, with the loud laughter of passengers boarding the bus at further stops, to build the memory of places in strange exiles, to traverse the crossroads of looks from 20 years ago, to try to hold on to something, before it dissolves again in the greyish, giggling glooms.
My premonition is maybe of the today's situation, maybe. I don't know. I like the narration. I like to be witness of all around. I like to everyday life context and concept and just only to watch.
What's wrong with the metaphor?
I don't know. I write in this way. I like going to the city landscape, into landscapes and back to the city and walk around.
Your poetry has found inspiration also beyond the borders of this country. You're going to read us another poem, which is about the river Oder, the Odra in Czech, which is the river which actually makes up a large part of the border between Germany and Poland.
At the footsteps of Günter Eich, it's my favourite author too.
Tell us a little bit more about Günter Eich, because I expect most of our listeners won't know much about him. I certainly don't either.
Günter Eich, after the World War II, is one of the German authors. Without metaphors, he only describe the feelings of Germans as a being after the World War II. Without ornaments, symbols, and so on, it's only the poetic description of a situation in Germany in the 40s and 50s. Günter Eich is working with language, working with the subjective meaning of his life into the poem. Just in my text, the Odra is inspiring by one poem of Günter Eich, Oder my Fluss, Oder my River, but very free, only just going at the places where Günter Eich so born and going in the school. This is the poem at the footsteps of Günter Eich, but I think this footsteps of mine and my exiles. Odra. Přemýšlím, jaké to je zažívat poslední rok cizí zemi. Chiméra, nepodařené cesty do mě skončící na in a all, nebo do některých jiných. Zápisky, drmlání, vyštěknuté hlásky, lísky procvaknuté nemluvným průvodčím, který jen ukazuje směr na údaj uvedeném vpravo dole.
I reflect on what it's like to be spending the last year in a foreign country. A chimera? Unsuccessful journeys into cities ending with in and all. Or into some others. Notes pattering, vowels yelped out, tickets punched by a taciturn conductor who merely points to the direction indicated below on the right. I then follow the borderline, segueing into a river, walking round a place called Colonia before the war. Today, just a lonesome tractor with a blade for cutting grass, an enclosure with rams, and an indicator, 5 km, to destination. A few hundred meters on, a bike path ending, cyclists slightly bemused in the bluish dusk of the hidden sun. To be lost for a moment now. Two countries you're not at home in, not quite present in either of them. Temporary outside space. To endure till the last cup of coffee on the island you've reached by a wooden connecting bridge. A few tables, a tall white tent, under which a 6'6" man is heating up sausages, suggesting a discount. In an hour, the fire will be out. He says words, a lone couple dreaming of a life together, sitting down by the grasses, untroubled and motionless.
Osamělá dvojice snící o společném životě sedí dole u trav, nerušená a bez pohybu.
I know, Josef, that you also have a love of music. How does that find its way into your poetry?
I don't know exactly inspiration, but I like the post-punk, I like the Cure, I like Joy Division, I like Susie and the Banshees, Bauhaus, Cabaret Voltaire. It's for me a lot of inspiration. The Cure holds me in my depressive times. Somebody understands me. It's maybe just this dialogue with word throughout the music by the Cure.
Josef Straka, thank you very much indeed for talking to me about various aspects of your work as a poet and as an organizer of cultural events. I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you for the invitation.